Yellow crime scene tape, flashing lights, and Juneau Police Department's mobile incident command center are simply out of place on quiet, rain-soaked Ocean View Drive. The neighborhood is fairly new and doesn't have a lot of residents. Eric Forer is building a house in the area and was awake early in the morning.
4:30 in the morning, gunshot got my attention. I'm thinking, somebody spotlighted a deer somewhere. Then lots of lights, lots of traffic. I didn't stick my head out the door.
Forer says he went out later at a decent hour and asked his son, who lives next door, what happened.
Well, I woke up to gunshots, not really sure.
Lee Forer holds his baby boy as he recalls seeing flashing strobe lights through his windows and realizing that something was seriously wrong. He put on his clothes, went into the street, and asked his neighbors what they knew.
And an officer arrived on scene shortly thereafterwards and asked me to go home.
Leaf says the officer told him there wasn't a manhunt and everything was under control. According to Juneau Police Department, a 38-year-old Juneau resident was shot by police after he and another man crashed into a ditch in the 16,500 block of Ocean View Drive. Juneau Police Chief Bryce Johnson said at a press conference Saturday that the man who was shot did not follow officers' orders, and one of the officers felt he had to shoot him.
The man who was shot has been medevaced to Seattle and is expected to survive. We understand he is now in serious but stable condition.
Johnson said no weapon was found at the scene. He said the two officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave while their actions are investigated, and he said their names won't be released immediately per department policy.
My detectives have been on scene since early this morning, preserving and cataloging evidence. The investigators from the Alaska Bureau of Investigations will be in town shortly.
Johnson said the Juneau District Attorney, James Scott, will also have access to the scene. Scott said he will be joining the investigation alongside the State Department of Law's Office of Special Prosecutions and the Alaska Bureau of Investigation as part of a new protocol for officer-involved shootings statewide.
Unfortunately, it's practice that the Office of Special Prosecutions has had an opportunity to develop with regard to officer-involved shootings in Fairbanks and Anchorage.
Johnson said he doesn't know when the investigation will end. He estimated it could take several weeks, depending on the information they uncover.
Our goal is to conduct a very thorough, very professional, very transparent investigation so that we can give very clear answers for what occurred and why what occurred happened.
No charges have been filed against the man who was shot. Johnson said he has had run-ins with police before, and he said in the past the victim has made threats to harm police officers. Police will be using the officer's vehicle dash cam video and audio recordings to help piece together what happened. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.